This is 101.9 High FM News.
In the headlines this hour, Farrow signs workforce reduction bill into law, a number of plagues batter the land, and Hebrew Transport Authority announces new Red Sea rapid transit system. Good morning. This is your Pesach News Edition. In your international news this hour, Pharaoh, the king of Egypt and the protector of the realm, has signed the controversial workforce reduction bill into law. The new law stipulates that all the male children born to the Israelite slaves shall be thrown into the River Nile and fed to the crocodiles. Defense Minister Do What I Said has supported the bill, stating that it is in the best interests of national security. Critics of the new law point out, however, that this could lead to massive labor shortages in the future and will have a negative effect on the economy. Egypt has signed a deal with the Hittite Principality to import drinking water. This is after the Nile's water inexplicably turned to blood last week. 20,000 deni of water will be imported by the end of the month. Scientists are baffled by the water's sudden transformation and warn that it could lead to major health hazards. Egyptian Minister of Magic Ahmed Ful says that this was just a temporary situation that his magicians could easily replicate, so there is nothing to worry about. The government has declared a state of emergency after reports surfaced of royal officials and citizens alike having to flee their homes last night after it was overrun by wild beasts. There have been reports of citizens being attacked by prides of lions, herds of buffalo, troops of monkeys and other various animals for the last few days. The Royal Council of Advisors are set to meet with Pharaoh later today to discuss the situation. The CEO of Pyramid Power, Shuk Kenhur, has announced that his engineers cannot explain the current blackout. He says, however, that they're working on it. Shuk Kenhur says that this is not load shedding and he does not believe that his company is responsible, as even the sun is affected. Pyramid Power says that even they can't break the sun. They will, however, work around the clock until the situation is rectified. Representatives of the Israelite slaves, Moses, has entered negotiations with Pharaoh to negotiate the future of the Israelite slaves. Moses is demanding that Pharaoh must let his people go, threatening dire consequences if he doesn't. Pharaoh's office released a statement saying that they will not be threatened and that the slaves are here to stay. And finally, in your good news, the Hebrew Transport Authority has announced that they will be testing the new Red Sea Rapid Transit System at the end of the month. They say that the new transit system will be a marvel of divine engineering, combining the utility of a highway with the aesthetics of an aquarium. Free access will be granted to all who arrive on the opening day. Turning now to the financial indicators. The Royal Storehouse is trading at 5 kites of gold, 1 Greek drachma, 2 kites of gold to the Canaanite coin, 16 shemti of gold to the Ethiopian birr. Grain is trading at 478 gold kites and 23 silver rings per gross deben, and beer is trading at 12 gold kites and 6 silver rings per deni. In your royal weather today, the Valley of Kings will be very hot at 31 degrees with plenty of sunshine. Pitom will be a partly cloudy 29 degrees. Ramses will be scorching hot at 38 degrees, and Memphis will be a humid 37 degrees. Your thought for the hour comes from the Egyptian proverb, a camel does not tease another camel about his humps. For High FM Pesach News Edition, I am Lindwe Mkhwanazi.